This is Crypto Radio, powered by MoneyWeb, where we discuss all things crypto-related. Your host, Kieran Ryan.
Most fund managers never give gold a second look for the simple reason that it pays no dividend or interest, and it's costly to secure and to store and to transport. Orbit, spelt A-U-B-I-T, is a company that appears to have solved this problem with its Alpha Gold Bullion crypto asset. Orbit earns investors a return on gold while redistributing 80% of the transaction revenues back to holders. That means that anytime anyone anywhere in the world buys gold through Orbit, the customers get a cut. So you can actually increase your gold holdings by about 1 to 2% per year, and based on historical analysis, by compounding this over 5 or 6 years, you can get an additional yield lift of about 70% a year. That sounds fantastic. Peter Nielsen is co-founder of Orbit, and he joins us from London. Peter, have you solved the age-old puzzle of how to get gold to cough up a return? And those returns, that they sound unbelievable. Are they real?
Good morning, Kieran, and thank you very much for having me on to the podcast this morning. And yes, I think we have. As you say, some people love gold and some people hate gold because it is definitely the greatest store of value, but it doesn't have a yield until now. Orbit delivers the freeway platform, and the freeway platform represents and provides the major asset classes, shares, bonds, and commodities, gold and silver, and digital products. And as far as gold is concerned, yes, indeed, we are providing a yield for the first time in history. It's a gold-denominated yield. But as you say, this is possible because we've created a network of people that will join and sign up throughout the world. And anytime anybody invests, anytime anybody buys the product on the network, their network-generated fees, 80% of them go to buy more of the underlying asset. So the uniqueness really is that the underlying asset grows with every transaction on the network. So to give you an example, normally you might buy 10 ounces of gold and you might keep it for 10 years or 20 years or 30 years, and you'd still, as long as you didn't buy any more or sell any, you'd still have 10 ounces of gold. But if you buy it on the Orbit platform and you hold it over that period of time, the underlying volume of gold grows because we are contributing more and more gold as fees are turned to gold and redistributed across the network. So that's the first, and that's a gold yield.
All right. Now, is this Orbit, is it fully backed by gold, one-to-one?
Fully backed by gold, one-to-one, absolutely. All the assets on the platform are custodied with internationally renowned custody. And so the downside is the asset that you may hold. And we're only using the best products that are issued by some of the largest asset managers in the world. It's just the fact that you get this network effect. It's all about network effects, you see. And the network effect with us is that you have a contribution to increasing the underlying asset, whether it be shares or gold, on every transaction on the network. And that's just not been done before in asset management.
All right, now you have Pax Gold already, which is a digital token where you can buy gold. It's fully backed by gold. The gold is stored in very secure vaults in London. So you don't have any of those problems of storage and costs and insurance and so on and so forth. Now, the great advantage of that is that you can buy it, and within an instant, you've actually got a fully gold-backed crypto asset, and you can then sell it 10 minutes later, and you've dispensed of it. This is a game changer, is it not? Is Orbit pretty much the same with the added benefit that you're actually increasing your asset size over time?
Well, that's absolutely right, Kieran. In fact, there are two main advantages. The first one is, as you've stated, you're not just buying a fixed volume of gold. The volume of gold in your account after you've made the initial purchase is growing every time there's a transaction on the network. But secondly, these asset classes on the Freeway platform, which is Orbit's platform, will be made available in 180 countries. And the unique thing about the Freeway platform is that once you've onboarded and opened an account, it knows what jurisdiction you're from and what status you have, whether you're a sophisticated investor or an institution, or whether you're a retail investor. And so it always only gives you a compliant version of the product. And so we've solved that issue as well. And that will allow us to make these asset classes available to people that didn't have access to them before, or indeed had to, in some parts of the world, have to pay, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6%, whereas we charge a standard 44 basis points for the gold product and the others.
Right, just put 44 basis points into percentage terms for people in Africa who might not work with those terms. We're talking about
a little less than 0.5%.
Right. Okay, so the costs are very low. Some of these returns might sound unrealistic to some, but we know that the network effects that you've been talking about, they really do account for a huge proportion of the value of companies like Uber and Facebook. So when we're talking about network effects, what we mean is not that 1 + 1 = 2, but 1 + 1 = 3 or 4. Is that correct?
Well, let me give you an example. I mean, the oldest example is the telephone network. If you and I are the first two people on the telephone network, then it's great. We can talk to each other. We can't talk to anybody else. But all our friends, as they join that network, it adds value to us. And on a social network like Facebook, if we're the first two people on Facebook, there's nobody else to communicate with. But as people join, they are producing additional value for us because we can communicate and interact with more people. And if you take a digital taxi service like Uber, for instance, the same thing happens. If there are only two people on the network, only two drivers, then of course it's going to be quite a long wait before you get your cab. But as soon as more people, drivers, join the network, there's more value for us. But this has never really been done in finance. And in fact, NFX out of California, a VC, has done a research paper that shows that 70% of the value of Facebook and Google and these big tech companies comes from network effects. And our network effect is kind of unique because we monetize it on a daily basis. What happens is, as you mentioned before, anytime anybody invests anywhere in the world in the same product as you, the platform revenues, 80% of them, are used to buy more of the underlying assets. So in the case of gold, more gold, and that is distributed pro rata across everybody's account. So by just buying the asset and holding it, it's growing in volume on a daily basis.
All right, and it's not just gold that can benefit from the network effect. You've actually done something else. You've sweetened the returns of traditional shares like Apple and Microsoft through the same thing. The more people that are using your freeway platform, which is the platform where you acquire these different financial assets, every time somebody does a transaction, there's some portion of that revenue which is going back to the people in the network. Is that right?
It certainly is. It's shares, bonds, and individual stocks. And yes, a proportion of the fee is buying more of those stocks and distributing them to all the other holders of that particular stock. So again, if you start off with 100 shares, over time, you will have 101, 102, 103. And so the returns compared to the normal index are potentially far greater.
Right. So people will be looking at that and saying, well, if Apple is yielding, say, a 4% dividend yield, and I'm actually acquiring more Apple shares just by being a part of this network, that yield could end up being maybe 6 or 7% over a number of years, I would imagine.
That's absolutely right. Potentially, the gains could be extraordinary. So what we have done to date, we're just about to go into beta, and it's going to be trialed and then made available to the world next year. But what we've done so far is we've modeled it, and we've modeled it on historic figures, and we're showing great numbers.
You've got some heavyweight financial backing from the Canadian merchant bank Greenbank, and how much have they invested, and what's their participation going to be?
Well, they've invested just over $3 million, and their participation is that they're going to work with us to make these products available in special purpose public vehicles in different parts of Canada and the United States. Digital assets are very challenging in the United States, but if you actually present them in a public company and people are buying shares in that company, it means that Orbit could be one of the first to take some of these traditional assets with this unique technology to the U.S. market.
Right, and I think Greenbank has got an investment philosophy where they're only going to back companies that they believe will have a $1 billion value. Am I correct in that?
That's what they said. That's the CEO's comment. I mean, I couldn't possibly tell you just how big this company is going to grow, but I'm Very excited. We have an extraordinary team, and this will appeal to people in 180 countries, which is a game changer and a first in asset management. And so we're all excited about the potential.
Right. So 180 countries simultaneously. You're not going to do this on a phased basis.
We're not actually going to be promoting in each of those countries, but anybody in any one of 180 countries can download the Freeway app and can open an account and onboard, and then they can purchase any one of the asset classes that we provide, stocks and bonds and commodities and digital assets like Bitcoin.
Right. So somebody who has, I mean, take somebody in Zimbabwe, you know, who's got a terrible fiat currency that they're trying to deal with, and on the other hand, they're trying to convert into dollars or maybe into Bitcoin. So they could actually download this Freeway app, and they could purchase all of these financial assets from around the world, whether it's gold or whether it's Apple shares or Microsoft shares, using that platform. In other words, it is a very democratizing thing that you're attempting to do here.
That's the ethos of the company. We're trying to make some of these products that are simply not available to retail customers in many countries available to all. And the unique thing is that the potential returns are far greater than the market and the benchmark. And, of course, they are going to be available in 180 countries, which means that there are going to be millions, if not billions, of underserved customers that can participate in the purchase of these asset classes where they may not have been able to do before.
All right, projecting 5 years into the future, how will people purchase financial assets and products, in your opinion? Will it be very different to how it's done now?
I think the whole world is moving digital. I mean, there's the stock markets all over the world are trying to move to a digital asset base because it's immutable and it's efficient and it reduces cost. And so I think that, there was a quote from the ex-chairman of NASDAQ who said, within 10 years, every product on the NASDAQ will be in a digital form. Well, that's quite a claim. But certainly that's what Orbit is all about in leading the way to democratize the availability of these asset classes for the world.
All right, there's two names that we've got to get our heads around. One is Orbit and the other one is Freeway. Just explain the difference, please.
Sure. So Orbit is the company name. We, the three founders, Graham and Sadie and myself, started this over 3 years ago, and we've been planning this for that time. Orbit really stands for, well, AU is the chemical sign for gold, and BIT is digital, right? So this is the gold standard of digital asset management. And that's the company name, so the Orbit Freeway platform. Freeway is the actual platform that you will access on your computer or download on your phone, and you will onboard, open an account, and be able to gain easy access to these various asset classes. So that's Orbit and Freeway.
Right, and Freeway has got a token. In other words, that's a digital asset itself, so you can actually buy into the company, correct?
Freeway has got a token. It's just listed recently on BitHum, and you can find all those details on orbit.io. But it is available for anybody that wants to buy it as a digital asset, and that's the first product, utility product. It's the native currency of the platform. And in the future, what that will do is it will enable you to use it to get discounts on the fees that you have to pay on the platform.
Okay. Peter, we're going to leave it there. That was Peter Nielsen, who is the co-founder of Orbit. That's spelled A-U-B-I-T, which is threatening or promising a complete revolution in the way that we understand financial markets.